We kick off today's show with a very interesting story unfolding this afternoon involving New South Wales Police. New South Wales Police have had to apologise to a family from Punchbowl after they raided the wrong house this morning. Oh yes, they raided the wrong house. Police reportedly barged into this home with guns drawn, terrifying the residents inside. Simon Boder, Nine News senior reporter, is on the story. He joins me on the line. G'day, Simon.
G'day, Fordo.
So the lawyer of this family, Adam Hooter, is the bloke who's brought it to the public's attention. What happened this morning?
Well, Fordo, I can tell you, I've spoken to the people inside the house that was wrongly targeted. The woman there, she's a grandmother, 50-year-old Alham Alamadine. She heard loud banging on her door. She's gone to look through a peephole. She saw men dressed in black. She was terrified, didn't know what to do. They've ended up forcing their way in, demanding to know certain things from her. And then it became apparent that they were at the wrong house. They should have been targeting two houses, which are right next door to Mrs. Alamadine's. And, of course, they have then left. But she was, as she told me, absolutely terrified. She was, when I spoke to her about an hour ago, she was still shaking. Her daughter, she said, had to go to hospital as a result of the shock and the terror that she felt when these police came in. And I guess when you look at the images of police raids that we've seen, especially of late, the officers are fairly well armed. They're in black balaclavas, helmets. To have them coming in through your door incorrectly and definitely the wrong address.
Well, it's got to be the fear that these kind of police would always have of not having the correct address or the right information. Do we know how the mix-up occurred? I mean, were they in the right street?
Definitely in the right street because they were targeting the two houses alongside. And in fact, I'm standing outside those houses and there's still a police operation going on at those houses. What has occurred is that I understand it was a drug operation organised by Northern Beaches at local area command, and involved the assistance of the South West Metropolitan Region, which is, what that would be the Public and Order Riot Squad, which are the boys in black, if you like. Mm. Now, the LAC, Northern Beaches, they're at the right addresses. It seems that perhaps the first initial police who went in, that would be the heavily armed guys, have gone to the wrong house. Mm. Simple as that. I've spoken with senior police about it today, and they're openly admitting they got it wrong. They've apologised. I guess there's not much more they can do, but there will now obviously be a fairly serious review into how that information got so wrong, how they got it so wrong in the first place.
Yeah. All right. Well, they have apologised. Do we know yet whether that apology has been accepted or whether this is going to be an ongoing matter?
Well, as you said, Adam Hooter is now acting on behalf of the family. I've spoken to him on the telephone today. He said he's certainly examining the case and deciding what action to take. I guess the trauma of somebody who, I mean, put yourself in their position.
Oh, gosh.
The police come pounding on your door, virtually force their way in. There's guns pointed at you. You're going to be quite traumatised by that, and no doubt, this will be, I guess, the centre of ongoing action as we move forward.
All right. Well, our thoughts are with that poor lady, and at least well done to the New South Wales Police for fessing up and admitting they got it wrong. Thanks, Simon.
Good on you, Fordo.
Simon Boder, Nine News reporter. He'll have more on that tonight. It is the worst, isn't it? And they must always have that fear. I mean, when we make a mistake in our jobs, and I'm generalising here, but if I make a mistake, well, we go to an ad break and we come back and we clear it up and say, sorry, we got that wrong. When New South Wales Police make a mistake on this scale, you can have someone's life change forever as a result of it.